February 17th, 2016, regular town board meeting.
I'd like to move to order on February 17th at 1 p.m. Members of the board are present, the media has been notified. I guess we ask that you rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers, numbers. I don't have numbers.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. Oh, you know what? I got the one that you gave me.
Oh, you took the one from your office? Okay.
Approval of vouchers of general fund of 48353 to 48403, River Valley tax account, refund account, 5239 to 5261, and First Merit tax account, 5330 to 5335.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the January 13th meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Okay, well, I've been collecting money hand over fist. There is probably, what's not on this report, another almost $2 million that's come in, because we have not had the February settlement is going to be out of this first money. The $4 million that you see, that was the first settlement in January. That was the January settlement. And we have received our quarterly Highway aids, right, of $78,242.56. So based upon all of that, at the end of that, we have in the general account $2,741,254.12, and in the ambulance account $413,847.46.
I'll make a motion to approve the treasurer's report as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Number 9, discussion possible action, fireworks sales ordinance. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
We had your note, Kristen, asking us to place this on the agenda. I don't know that they had sent us on a copy of the tribal ordinance to discuss fireworks sales ordinance. We're beating the rush this year from the July 4th.
Yes. Well, part of the email I sent to Nancy, I believe, originated back in November. I had, when we had met last June,
yep.
I had looked at the minutes and the agenda since, and the topic hasn't been on any of the meeting agendas, so.
Yeah, your original one was sent November 23rd.
Yeah, so I thought maybe it would be in time for January's before it was posted, and then everybody got sick and things like that, whatever, so we couldn't attend that one, but at the June meeting, when we discussed it and talked about the safety issues and the things like with getting the showing insurance and things like that, and being in compliance with the applicable laws and statutes, that the town board appeared to be in support of that. And so this is just what we assumed as a formality to try to get that ordinance in place prior to summer.
So what you're looking at is primarily just the sale of them?
To make sure they're permitted properly, that the town is aware, it has copies of their insurance information, and that they're permitted and regulated.
Well, see, here's one of the issues I have. Is our ordinance is enforced by the sheriff, And I guess that's what, this was on the agenda last meeting, and I had requested that we could refer to what the county's statutes are. And because the sheriff would actually be the one representing the town of Lac du Flambeau. And I think that was kind of my concern at the last meeting, and I don't know if we went anywhere with it, because there was no representation here.
Yeah, well, and I wanted to, you know, sit down with them to hear what they're looking at and what we're all looking at, so that when we do check into it, we know what questions to ask the sheriff's department, because they would be the one that would be enforcing anything we do.
Well, even if you wanted to go that route, that's completely fine, but there still needs to be something, is something saying that in the town ordinance that it would follow the county.
Correct, we understand it. That, that's where I'm going.
Yeah.
For us to create another ordinance at that point, then the undertaking of who is the actual enforcing agency, and we don't have an enforcing agency other than the sheriff that represents the town of Flambeau, it wouldn't really fall under the zoning deputy. So I'm just saying is for us to create an ordinance, for it to be actually enforced is another issue. And that was my concern, is why I want to mirror with what the county is willing to do for the town. Does that make sense to you at all?
Here's my take on it. I've kind of studied all of the material that we've accumulated over the years. And we might be putting the cart before the horse here. In reviewing everything, it seems to me, number one, it's not necessarily in the best interest of the general public to allow the sale of fireworks in the strict statutory definition of fireworks, which is the big stuff, stuff that leaves the ground. So I think they're dangerous. That concerns me. But secondly, we're asking the sellers to self-police when doing so is contrary to their ability to make a living, to earn a profit on what they're selling. So to me, that's contrary to human nature. It just doesn't work when you have groups self-policing. I mean, in other words, what I'm saying is they would be required to make sure whomever they sell to has the proper use permit. Mm-hmm. Because that's required by the statute, that they have a use permit to use fireworks. So the sellers have to check everyone to make sure that, and that doesn't make sense to me. So bottom line, I'm kind of leaning toward prohibiting the sale of fireworks within the town jurisdiction, and having an ordinance that explains that.
And the town jurisdiction would just be fee land.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Wouldn't include tribal
land.
Yeah,
we're not expecting the tribe to to follow what we do necessarily, but that's my feeling on it right now.
Yeah. And, you know, the self-regulation aspect that you're talking about, Ginger, there is a fireworks shop in Eagle River that I've been to that when you do cash out, you have to show your ID. They have to give you this form, and it is a permit, and they do have to send that in, and there's different regulations that they have to follow, and I've only been to that store a few times several years ago, so I'm not really fresh in my mind.
And I was part of that process because I was chairman of legislative and judicial at the county level at the time, and that's why I'm really before I would ever be able to make any decision here, I think it's very important that we coincide with what the county's expectations are and what they've done, because I know it was worked on for quite some time. And before that time, we just mirrored the state statute. And I know that fireworks are still illegal in the state of Wisconsin, anything that leaves the ground. Mm-hmm. And it's very restricted. Mm-hmm. I know there's been a gray area, and I mean, I would have to say is I think it began mainly within the boundaries of the reservation, but it has expanded. You see these places everywhere now, so I understand that it's an issue. It's just that I don't want to create some policy that's going to burden the town to the point that we can't even enforce it. That's my concern, is to take, if we were to take the tribal ordinance and mirror it, there's no way we could enforce that. That's almost impossible at this time. But I have to find out, I think this board has to find out where the county stands on this and where their actual ordinance is.
Well, I do know a lot of different municipalities throughout the state that had small operations popping up along the, had those because towns like Lac Flemo do not have an ordinance. So it's kind of like a no man's land. So, you know, if you guys want to close that up with just a no fireworks sales and just, you know, wash your hands of it, that's one thing. But we do need to have some kind of resolution to that because we are running into that.
Well, I believe...
My biggest thing is, like I said, was the some of the issues that we discussed back in June with, you know, do they have insurance? Where some of the places that were storing some of these fireworks, you have to be within so many feet of buildings and residences, and driving down 47, those fireworks were being stored in that storage unit next to the, you know...
Corner garage.
The garage, you know, Bun Runners, a home, and it's like, that's totally not legal.
Right.
The ones in the shop in Eagle River, did they sell fireworks that left the ground that would be, you know, considered
everything? Yeah, they did.
They must have been running under the county ordinance, I take it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Does the city of Eagle River have an ordinance?
That's where the permitting process came in.
Yeah.
Because I remember what the requirement of the permit was, is that it had to be a defined event that they could sell it. You couldn't just go and buy fireworks because you were in a good mood that day and you were just going to blow them off. What they were trying to do is, I don't think they were so much concerned with who was selling them. They were concerned with people that were complaining because fireworks are going off. If you live on a lake around here, it's every nice evening.
And
it becomes irritating.
Negatives to it.
Yeah.
And there are so few people that actually want to sell them. It only occurs, you know, once a year. And it just seems to me like it's way more trouble than it's worth to allow it. I think we'd be better off prohibiting it.
I also, as a businessman, though, I surely would not want to eliminate an entrepreneur from selling and being somebody that markets it to actually create income for themselves. I just think that I want to know where the county stands on this or what they're doing with it. We're not the only community with this problem. We should be able to find out if there's other communities that have the same issues going on.
Well, there are a number of other communities that have prohibited fireworks.
In fact, you have copies of some.
And you can still sell sparklers.
I made you copies
of some. You can still sell the little fountains that sit on the ground, and snakes and smoke bombs and novelty devices and that. I mean, those aren't considered fireworks, according to statute. So those can still be sold. I mean, if the grocery store or Bun Runners wanted to sell those, they don't even need a permit. We don't, you know, those aren't really regulated. It's the bigger, more dangerous, more expensive, probably, types of things that require permitting and regulating. And I'm just not in favor of us getting into that kind of situation.
Well, I think what we first need to do is, you know, now that we've all been able to get together, is we can check with the county on their ordinance, what it says, how it pertains to us and its enforcement countywide and to us. And I'd be curious to see this one in Eagle River, because I don't know, because you're talking the one on 70 there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's in the city or if that's in the town of
Lincoln
or Cloverland there.
Yeah, Cloverland.
I'm not sure. So then it would be interesting to see how that works. And then, yeah, I guess I can see the point of making sure they have, you know, if we did have an ordinance here, if it worked out that way, make sure that the sellers have the insurance, they're abiding by the ordinance and the rules and the setbacks and what have you. But I guess that would be the place that either I can or Nancy and I, we can start by checking into what the county ordinance covers and what the sheriff's department does in terms of enforcing it. Jim?
I mean, it must be a lucrative business if they can set up for a week or two.
I'm sure it is.
It is.
There's money to be made out there.
Right.
My question, is there no forms that the seller has to have filled out? Is there an age restriction on who can buy it?
That gets into the whole permit process and the need for the seller to be permitted with the proper credentials and to make sure that whom they're selling it to also has the proper permit. So that's part of the whole regulation.
I would think in a...
Buy it or permit to use?
Both.
Both.
Actually, under state statute, the buyer is supposed to come to the town and get a permit to shoot them off.
Right.
Under state statute.
To possess them or use them.
Or use them. And at least in my 5 years here, I haven't had a single person come in and ask me for a permit.
You know who used to?
And that's what I'm driving at. I'm driving at the state already has statutes, and we recognize those. The town is not able to just create their own, you know what I mean, to be more lenient. Is we have to look at this as what the state statute reads and how it's interpreted.
Yeah, because there's never been a person come in here to ask for a fireworks permit to possess or shoot them.
But enforcement is another thing. Enforcement, then that's when it gets sort of dicey, is who's going to enforce it. If we called the Pilos County Sheriff's Department every time we heard a firework go off and whack the flammable boundaries, they wouldn't answer the phone anymore.
And they'd block our number.
And if they're being shot off or used off of tribal land or a tribal member, I mean, the town and the county don't have any jurisdiction over that. That's strictly up to the tribe.
Right.
So, yeah, now you got to go chase a guy that shot off fireworks 25 minutes ago that now you hope you can find him. It doesn't work.
A person buying it here doesn't necessarily, he may go back to the UP and
exactly.
to use them or whatever.
He may be,
right,
may
but look. He still has to show the permit to buy them.
But not to use.
Yeah, what the permit is to possess or use.
Yep.
It's a dual permit that covers possession or use.
It's one permit for that.
That's for the buyer.
For the buyer, the seller.
The seller has to have a permit to sell them. And then the buyer has to have a permit to use or possess them.
And where does the buyer get that?
From us.
It'd be the municipality.
From the towns.
Well, you never
have an ordinance, so they don't have to.
Well,
no, that's so.
And that's why I would like to have an ordinance that prohibits.
There still is an ordinance.
Under state statute, they have to come and get it.
There's still ordinance, correct.
So, and they just never...
That's the gray area that was being argued for years.
I highly doubt people even know that they're supposed to go get a use permit on fireworks from the local municipality, be it here, Minocqua, Arborvitae, Woodruff. I highly doubt most people know they're supposed to go get one.
We've informed them.
I think generally speaking, especially visitors, they go to Triggs and they see this big display, or they go here and there to all these stores and they say Menards, wherever. You know, they all sell them, but it's the stuff they can legally sell.
Right. Yeah.
But it gives visitors or residents of the state the impression that, oh, they're legal now. Look, we can, you know, and they don't know the difference between, you know, they don't have the list of what's legal and what isn't in the statutes.
Jim?
Do we or does anybody post a legal notification in the paper prior to 4th of July stating any of that?
I don't. No. We don't, and I don't. There's towns here who've outright banned them, like Hazelhurst. Mm-hmm. They don't put anything in either, so.
They don't.
No, I have an actual copy of theirs, and
yeah,
it no, just says they prohibit them in their town.
They prohibit them altogether, so. Well, I guess that's where we should start, is in doing our homework as to what's involved with the county ordinance and with the legal jurisdiction, you know, with the sheriff's department. And then I guess once I get that together, I'll hopefully be here within the next week. We'll try to get it on the next agenda, and that way we can figure out what it is we want to do.
Yeah, and I'm not really aware of too many incidents in Flambeau, you know what I mean, that have created the environment that it was out of control. You know what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that there are things that probably are wrong. What I'm just saying is it hasn't become a crisis in the means that somebody's lost their life or there's been tremendous property damage or any things of that nature that would have brought this to the front burner to say that we really have to make a change here. That doesn't mean that I'm saying that it's okay. It's just that I'm saying is as if it were like beginning to be persistent, that it was causing hardship to the people of Lac des Flambeaux, then we would definitely have this handled like with a special meeting. But I think we got a little time here, and I would like to have this resolved before the summer influx of tourists.
Before Memorial Day.
Right. And we can. There's time yet.
That's why I put, you know, I'll do my best I can here in the next week to get everything out of the county that I can and the sheriff's department, and then just put it on our next agenda, which will be March 2nd.
First Wednesday in March.
Yeah. Whatever that first Wednesday is. It's either second or third.
Well, it's got to be the second because the fifth
second.
Is Saturday.
Because it's my son's second. Birthday, so I better not second. Forget that.
Meetings are generally at 1:00.
I think it's good that we're finally addressing this and
we're doing it ahead
of time. End up with something one way or another.
Well, no matter whether it's before this season or next season, it's something that should be rectified and straightened out. And,
right.
Yeah, because it comes up
every
year it's an issue.
And this takes so much time every time and then it doesn't get resolved.
Well, I think a lot of times we didn't think about it until we hit summertime in the Joint Liquor Committee meeting. And then, you know, that's held in June and it's right before the 4th of July. So I have to commend you for thinking about it in November. Okay.
All right.
We will do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Number 10, review for approval bartender's license application for Amy R. Steele.
Yeah, everything looked okay to me. Is that permitting?
Yep.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 11, airport update. I just have one thing. I don't know if our new chairman of the Airport Commission has anything else, but I would just like to make mention that Ginger has now been elected the chairman of the Lakeland Airport Commission.
Wow. Well,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Lucky you.
Yeah. It's actually going very smoothly. John does such an excellent job as administrator. Mm-hmm. We have finances pretty well under control. Even Frank Bowers is in agreement with the budgets that we pass every year.
Uh-huh. Well, you've hit a milestone.
Yeah, there you go. So everything is going pretty well, at least for right now. We have no major projects that I know of coming up this year.
So I was just
going to
ask if there's anything major coming up this year.
Our contract with that group is what, 3 years, 5 years, how long?
With Lakeland Aviation?
Yes.
The fixed-based operator? Perpetual.
What? Is it not an annual thing?
No. When the towns first set that up back in the 70s?
I think it was the 70s.
Early 70s. They had a contract with Lakeland Aviation, Noble and Virginia Lee, which was perpetual for the most part. And as the business was sold out, the contract went with it.
It was renewed when
John Story and
Warner's took it over.
And Warner took it over. It was renewed, and since it's been sold again, you have a new fixed base, well, not a new, I mean, Lakeland Aviation is, this one has been there for 10 years?
I think so.
And so, yeah, there's no expiration date on the contract, no date for renegotiation.
So at any time, the town can get out of it?
There are, no.
No.
The town really can't get out of it. There are two agreements, two separate agreements. One is the intergovernmental agreement, which established the commission, which oversees the operation of the airport, making sure that the safety regulations are properly addressed and so on. And that's the agreement among the four owner towns. Then the four owner towns have a contract, an FBO contract, with the operator of the FBO, which is fixed-base operator, which is Trig currently, and has been for quite some years. So that's a separate contract which defines Trig's obligations and the four owner towns' obligations to each other in the joint servicing of the aircraft that visit the airport.
Explain to me why it's something we can't get out of, if we can't cost justify it.
Because there has been federal funding used over the years for projects.
Well, and do you mean get out of the airport or get out of the contract?
Getting out, instead of four partners, just be three.
Then yeah, it would be what Ginger was just saying.
We would be obligated to continue paying the federal, we would have to pay the federal money back that has been used in the course of the projects, that the paving projects, the equipment, safety equipment, AWAS system, all the different things that are out there that are safety based. We would have to pay all that money, our share of that money back, and our share is a big portion, because our equalized value is second only to Minocqua. So
it would be in the millions and that we would have to pay back.
We would have to pay a lot of money back just to get.
Years, we'd have to go back and pay.
Yep. Yes, that's how it's set up.
And one thing that
airports are not meant to be in and out ownership of, you know.
And one thing I'll make really clear, and I feel very strongly about this, is the airport is an asset to this community. Do you have any idea the millions and billions of dollars of people that come here that use that airport, that this is a lack of flambeau with the statue of what our wealth is here, is I would think that we would be very naive to think that we didn't support that airport.
We have, I don't know how many exactly, but there are a number of property owners in Lac des Flambeaux that own hangars and keep airplanes out.
The family I caretake for use the airport all the time. Their jet comes in there. And their property tax bill is over $50,000 a year. It is one of the things that does draw them to this area. So I'm just saying is don't seem to think that the people that use that aren't using Lac des Flambeaux or don't have a lot of money invested into this community.
We haven't really cost-justified it, have we?
I think we do.
We're our
study.
Our contribution this year is only about $21,000 out of the whole airport budget. So, that's. I don't even know how much per person.
I guess if you're
person,
if
would
you're
be
a caretaker job person, that's the sole reason they got that covered.
It's not a lot of money to support a useful airport that's valuable to the communities that own it.
I guess it would be nice to see the airport become a little bit more self-sustaining.
And we're working toward that. Right. The money, the contribution has actually gone down.
I think that's where the need is. The airport has to be exposed a little bit more and offer more services, whether it be having private flights.
We're trying to do that in the form of the fly-ins, the Hamburger Day fly-ins, and right. The different kinds of.
But I don't think a lot of people realize is you can actually, if you want to go somewhere, you can make arrangements to charter a plane, and somebody will fly you wherever you want to go.
Well, and I know they do offer air ambulance service via plane, not just the helicopters, because
right.
I've used that.
And
service.
Fire, where our fire patrol comes out of there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it does have its great advantages. Like I said, just trying to make it more self-sufficient and less burden on the tax roll, but that's always our goal.
But I think for the amount of infrastructure we're getting for that, it's a cheap investment.
Well, we've past 45 years building and improving out there, so.
They took the railroad out.
Yeah, they took the railroad out, so we got to get them in here somehow.
I'd like to meet that guy. Who made that decision?
I don't know. I'm out of Washington. Any other things on the airport agenda?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you for your update, and I guess I'd be looking for a motion to adjourn at
7:30.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you.